The Language of Desire, The Romance Rotator. If you're like a lot of women, sometimes what will get you totally in the mood for sex actually has zero to do with sex. Help with the dishes, monitoring homework for the kids, doing laundry, or taking out the recycling can be foreplay to some of us at times. We also enjoy being seduced and romanced to get in the mood and to even feel comfortable enjoying carnal pleasures of the raunchy sort. A lot of this program probably feels like it's only focused on getting his needs met. And if you feel that way, you're partially right. But the feedback I've gotten from everyone I know who's used the Language of Desire says that their man has become more attentive and romantic by proxy. However, take heart, ladies. The Romance Rotator is the technique that puts your desire for seduction and romance in the spotlight. How it works. So I've mentioned many times that men want to feel desired and masculine. They also want to be the hero in your life, the knight in shining armor who slays the scary dragons for you. It's that need that you're going to activate with this technique. Now, the way to do that and combine it with the romance you desire may seem a little sneaky, but I promise he won't be complaining. It's what I like to call a win-win. What you're going to do is weave your requests for romance in with seduction and making him feel like a hero. It sounds complex, but it's actually pretty simple. Step one, ask for help. You're going to put a new twist on the honey-do list, making him feel both desired and like a hero. Remember our friends Sharon and Mike from Module 6? I'll refresh your memory. Sharon and Michael knew how to have fun with each other. They'd been high school sweethearts who'd now been happily married for 22 years. And while they've had highs and lows over the years, they still had a lot of chemistry. Anyone who spent time around them saw it. Sharon knew exactly how to get Michael's attention with unabashed, flirty teasing. "Hey, hon, I'm going to go wash the truck," Michael hollered on his way out to the driveway. "You enjoy getting those strong hands all slippery and wet, dear. I may have a similar way to put them to use when you're done." You see, Sharon uses the romance rotator all the time. When she has a chore for Mike to do, she alternates between making it playfully sexual and making him feel like her hero. In the first example, she dangled a sexy innuendo and possible reward as Mike headed out to wash the truck. But listen as she switches her approach. "Hey, honey, I could really use your help with something," Sharon called out. "Sure, hon, what do you need?" Mike asked, coming into the kitchen. "Can you grab the canning jars from the top cabinet? I do it myself, but that old stepladder feels wobbly and it scares me. Can we get a new one?" she sweetly asked. Mike easily grabbed the jars she needed and said, "I need to run to the hardware store to grab some fertilizer. I'll get you that new stepladder while I'm there, okay?" So this exchange doesn't seem particularly sexy. I get that. But what Sharon did was ask Mike to help her. Men love to feel useful and helpful. Asking for help was her first step. Then she brought out his protective nature by telling him about the scary stepladder. Could Sharon have run out to the store and gotten a new one herself? Of course. Did she stroke Mike's ego by letting him be her hero and thinking of it himself? Totally. Now, before you gag, thinking this is some sort of 50s housewife ploy, think back to the lessons on sexuality. The desire to be his woman's hero is an integral part of his identity as a man. Looking for these simple ways to allow him to be your hero is important, not manipulative. And setting the stage in non-sexual ways fuels his sex drive. It may sound weird, but it's true. So, make your list of things you want your guy to do. If you live together, this is simply part of the equitable distribution of household responsibilities. But if you don't live together, I'm sure there are a couple of tasks he probably wouldn't mind helping you with. And you need to specifically ask for help. When you ask him to help you, ask for his help. It's simple. But so many times we rephrase it in other ways that don't trigger the inner hero. It's, "I need you to," "you need to," "I want you to." Instead, phrase it as, "Will you help me with something? I need your help with this. It's subtle, but he will perceive your request in a totally different way when you frame it that way. Step 2, sexy reward or white knight. Then you decide whether you're going to dangle a possible sexual reward or bring out his white knight. So here's how you might throw in some sexy. You can feed him some genuine appreciation by telling him flirty things like, "Ooh, you look sexy mowing the lawn, like my own personal hot gardener. I love seeing you get your hands dirty changing the car's oil. So manly. Seeing you handle those power tools makes me think of some other things you can handle. Hurry and finish that chore. I've got another task for you in the bedroom." And then here's the white knight formula. To bring out his white knight, simply tell him how he can further help you. If you can add a reason that his help will be valuable, all the better. Like in Sharon's example, she let Mike know that the rickety stepladder scared her. It helped to make him understand why getting the new ladder was important and helpful. So you say, "I need your help with blank. I value your expertise or help because. Here is how you can help me even more." You don't have to say it in those words exactly. That's just the formula to remember. I need your help. I value your help. And here's how you could help me more. Step 3, plan some romance. Okay, a lot of women complain that their guy isn't romantic. And it's true. A lot of men have no clue what romance really means to a woman. It's a bit of a foreign language since it's not generally part of his sexual needs. Add to the confusion factor that romance isn't some universal thing. It can mean different specifics to each woman. What romance generally boils down to is feeling appreciated and adored. However, men are not mind readers. They respond to simple and clear directions as a general rule. So, this step is going to involve you telling him exactly how he makes you feel appreciated and adored, both sexually and not sexually. This is part A. So you say, specifically and directly, "I feel adored or appreciated when you take me out to a nice meal, arrange for a babysitter so we can have a date night, bring me flowers for no reason, run your fingers through my hair, kiss me sweetly when you get home at night, sneakily grab my ass when we're out in public, spend a lot of time on foreplay, when you do what it takes to make sure I've had an orgasm, send me out to get a mani-pedi while you watch the kids, cook dinner and do the dishes after, massage my shoulders after a long day." So I'm sure you've got a bunch more things that you can add to the list. The point is, you're going to tell him the specific ways you feel adored. And now, women have this thing where they feel like that diminishes the romance if you have to tell him what to do. But really, I promise you, if you approach it from this direct way, by giving him a compliment and letting him know the things that he does that you appreciate, it inspires him to want to do them more. So part B is when you outline that when you feel adored and appreciated, you get horny. Because it's probably true. When you feel validated, understood, valued, and appreciated by your man, those sexy feelings start to flow. So now you're going to tell him that. When I feel adored and appreciated, I want to have sex. I get turned on. It makes me horny. I want to drag you into the bedroom and show you how much I love you too. I want to give you a BJ. Whatever it is that you want to do, tell him. It can be sweet or it can be explicit. Personally, I usually go with sweet and then shock him with a totally graphic reply. So here's an example. Me. I felt so adored by you when you massaged my neck and shoulders after I was so sore from my workout. Him. Well, I knew your trainer kicked your ass and you were definitely feeling it. Me. Well, you know that when I feel adored, I get turned on. I think you need a special tongue massage. Side note, what is this about me and blowjobs all the time? But anyways, I hope you get the picture that this technique is a pretty simple thing to use. It's a matter of what are the things that he can do to be of service or helpful to you. letting him know that you appreciate the help, letting him know that the ways that he makes you feel adored and appreciated, and how that in turn makes you feel more desire for him. So it's all kind of this full circle approach where everybody is getting their needs met.